Welcome, welcome, welcome to the magnificent Super Tea Podcast Show. How is everyone? So, it was a magnificent day today. The weather was just perfect. Perfect, as perfect it can be. I came into this physical form in spring, so I am what some people would consider to be a spring baby. So I adore the spring. Like, I love the summer, I love the fall, but I adore the spring. And it's like spring has sprung early, and I'm ultra excited about that. It was a mild, quick winter, honestly. It wasn't freezing cold. We had snow, like, I think maybe twice. So things are definitely shifting and progressing over here on the East Coast. Don't know where my listeners are, but out wherever you are, you're comfortable and you have found something to be grateful for today. And I wanted to get on here and unpack a little bit. Although I had a marvelous, magnificent, splendid day where I was outside, good energy, good people, for about 8 hours today. I left out around 9 a.m. I didn't get back in until 5. And I just got out of an amazing salt bath. They have been doing wonders for my legs, honestly. Because I did, not from walking, but from straining today. I did some food shopping, and although I should have brought in my little cart with me, I didn't. So I ended up muscling and putting a lot of weight, additional weight on my legs, which strained them and really tired me out physically. And as I was resting, when I came in from this magnificent day, resting and tasting things that I had never tasted before. I had tasted caviar before, but I had never tasted salmon caviar. And I imagined that it was going to taste different, but it tastes just like salmon. Salmon eggs taste like salmon. And it was very decadent. And I also tasted some goat cheese. And I also, I did a lot of tasting today. I tasted goat cheese. I found a very, oh my goodness, magnificent cheese that I fell absolutely in love with. I can't even think of the name of it right now, but it's made from a family-owned cheese company. And they're 4 generations, and they do their thing. And it was in a Merlot. It was set in a Merlot. It's amazing. It's amazing. So, yeah, I was up at Whole Foods acting like me. Just being my natural, authentic, joyful self. Laughing at the top of my lungs, talking to both of my cousins. I talked to one in Mississippi. Then I talked to one in North Carolina. And the one in North Carolina is the one who put me onto the goat cheese. And, of course, we foodies, you know. So, she was kind of, like, directing me around the store. She tried to get me to go to that daggone salad bar. And I was like, nope, not doing it. Because I already know how the salad bar works up in Whole Foods, okay? I was like, I ain't about to drop $40 on no snack. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Alright, so long story short, I get in, and you know, it's now technically it's the 4th, but it was the 3rd, you know, so I am in a urban city, you know, and it is very populated with, you know, melanated folks, and not all the melanated folks here are blue collar, white collar, or punching clocks, or, you know, generating money online. You know, some, I don't know what percentage, but some are, you know, dependent on their SSI or their SSD. So, you know, everybody, and their mama was outside today. I said, everybody had a little bit of change. Weather was nice, you know, and from what I experienced, people were on their best behavior. You know, people were polite to each other, even though there were clearly some people that were intoxicated that were my elders. I saw this one lady on the bus with a whole 40 ounce. I didn't even know they still made 40 ounces. I don't know why I didn't know that they made 40 ounces. I guess it's because I don't see like beer in the store over in these parts, you know. So I guess that's why I didn't know. But she had like, I want to say she had some, what's his name, Billy D, Colt 45. Mama had a whole 40. And I ain't even mad at her. She was on a city bus with a whole 40. I don't know whether she was drinking it or not, but I know she had it in her hand because that's how I seen that it wasn't in no bag. And you just gotta admire, you know, the diversity, you know. I spent a lot of my time earthing, and it was just a good day. It was just a good day. A lot of good stuff. But and this is not a but. I shouldn't put a but with that. I should say, and I got the opportunity to dive deep within myself and deal with myself today. And after I dealt with myself and took full accountability for my own emotions and my own feelings, even though I wanted to be a brat and poke out my lip and say, why, it's not right, it's not fair, I had to acknowledge me, you know. And then after I did that and I prayed on it and I meditated a little bit. I ain't doing no like deep meditation, honestly. I just got quiet and more so prayed and consulted with my ancestors and took that nice bath. I felt so much better. I felt so much relieved. And at the end of the bath, and I had some help. I definitely had some help by a good brother. Oh my God, what's his name? Ingram. He is a 13 level Reiki master, and he does all type of sound healings and remote healings, tarot readings, like, and he just speaks at a frequency that I absolutely adore. He utilizes Metatron, a whole lot of different energies he taps into. He's versed in Akashic Records. Like, he's doing his thing, spreading love and light on the planet. And it was just resonated so well with me. And it happened so amazingly. And so I'm going to talk about several things. One of the things is really not hugely important, but since I'm unpacking, why not unpack that too, right? So another content creator I had came across, I want to say a little over a year ago, and I think they had recently broken up with their wife or girlfriend. I'm not sure who they were, but they were recently broken up and they were very jaded. So they were venting, and you could tell they were doing their best to heal, you know, the best way they could. And, you know, people healed at different paces. From what I noticed initially, they were doing healthy things, taking walks out in nature. And although they were unpacking their experience, they weren't super negative. But, you know, when you are healing, I think that sometimes it is a good idea to put yourself, if you don't have like a loving community to engulf yourself in, then you kind of have to be isolated a little bit. You have to be isolated because you have a level of vulnerability that some people will feed off of and will stagnate you and keep you from progressing forward. And I'm only speaking from my own personal experiences, from healing from a lot. You know, the best way is to have a form of isolation where you can literally deal with yourself, because everybody wants to look at the other person and point out the fault in the other person. It's natural, right, to want to do that. But the mature thing is to take accountability for what you played, your role that you played in that interaction. You played a role in that interaction, and you have to accept that. You have to accept the role you played. You have to accept your own emotions. You have to deal with your own emotions instead of being like a brat, like how I felt today, you know. And I'm going to get into why I felt like a brat today. But what I noticed in this content creator was that's where they were. But I don't think they took the opportunity to actually isolate themselves and deal with themselves just as yet. And perhaps they will now, because I did encourage that to them. But I had reached out to them like a year ago, and I hadn't even noticed whether they had reached back out to me until recently, maybe a few weeks ago, because I had my own personal battles that I was dealing with economically, and just being me, you know, and just dealing with the different things, the different challenges here in this amazing nation of ours, right? So anyway, and with my own son, you know what I mean, like guiding him and pushing him forward, you know. So anyway, nonetheless, when I noticed a couple of weeks ago that they reached back out to me, I reached out to them and I was like, hey, you know, like, you know, life is lifing. It's not somebody that I personally know. So I felt comfortable to reach out to them and acknowledge the fact that they had reached out to me, and, you know, apologize for taking so long, and just explaining to them briefly what was going on. And then I noticed that they were like into numerology, and they claimed to be on a spiritual path. And again, I'm not here to judge anybody, because everybody is at different points of their journey and healing process, right? And I don't know the level of trauma that they have dealt with in their lifetime. I only know the little bits, the tidbits that they have shared that I have listened to, and that was like a year ago, you know. And they were talking about their ex, right, predominantly, and claiming to be a master and have some type of self-mastery. So of course, being into metaphysics, being into spirituality, those are subjects that interest me, and I wanted to, you know, listen to some more of their content. So when I reconnected to them a couple of weeks ago, this individual began to share videos. So I checked out a video or two, and I noticed that the theme was consistent and very toxic. They weren't necessarily talking about their ex specifically, but they were talking about negative experiences, talking about putting women down that are from a certain geographical area, and just very negative. And, you know, I didn't take it personally, but I did notice. So how I responded to that was to share some positivity with them. So initially, I shared just some of my content, and I didn't get any feedback. And then I shared a message and asked for some feedback, didn't get no feedback. And they kept like tagging me and sharing their stuff, sending me like direct messages with their stuff. And maybe they have automated it some type of way, I don't know. But they kept sending me their content, and their content has a specific tone. So perhaps they hired somebody to help them market their channel, and they recommended, well, this is a hot topic, so you should stick with this topic because this will get you more followers. And if you have more followers, then you can monetize and you can have ads and all of that. That's a strong possibility. However, and I have nothing against business strategy, okay? It's great. Like, get the coins. but I feel like you should not sacrifice your own healing in order to get coins. If you have the opportunity to connect with somebody and this person is being authentic with you, then you should, you know, you should see what that connection is about. You shouldn't just be like, oh, I'm just going to keep on, you know, doing this, what my marketer is telling me, because even though it may be good monetarily, is it good for your spirit? Is it good for your soul? Are you actually progressing? Because if you're just progressing material-wise and you're not really dealing with your soul, which is the greater part of you, then what's all the materials for? And there's plenty of people that have put their energy towards accumulating material things, and that's okay, because I like material shit now, all right? Don't get it twisted, baby. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that I'm like, I feel like you should live in poverty. I don't think anybody should live in poverty, okay? I think poverty is a state of mind, and even though there's systematic shit, it shouldn't exist, because there is an abundance of everything here on the planet. So I think you should live as lavish as you want to live, but you should not pay the price of not healing, being in toxic environments, being toxic yourself, being stagnated within your soul, as the good brother Michael Beckwith would say, being spiritually constipated. You're just taking in information and information. You got this information, but is it truly knowledge if you're not putting it into practice? It's one thing to be able to memorize metaphysical things that you have studied in various books and maybe even various schools of thought, but if you are not putting those things into practice, like unpacking, letting go, releasing, purposely and intentionally focusing your energy on positivity, whether it is just acknowledging the fresh air, whether it's just acknowledging that you're grateful that you have food to put in your stomach, clean water to drink, clean clothes to put on your body, a roof over your head. Like, there's so many things to be grateful for, and when you're putting your energy there and you're talking more about that than judging people and saying, well, Western women are like this and this is why men are going overseas, like, we don't care. We don't care. We are like women, and I want to say just people of good. And I'm not saying a person is not good if they're not healed, right? But I'll say healthy. Healthy people who are healthy mentally, healthy spiritually, healthy physically. They could care less what another person is doing. Like, they don't care. They're not upset. Hey, I'm happy. If you're happy, if you have found love and you have found peace and all of that, which really all of that is within you. So if you have found that within you and you happen to bump into a person, it doesn't matter where that person is from. They could be from your neighborhood. They could be from across the nation. They could be from across the world. It doesn't matter. A soul is a soul. So if you have connected with a soul and you're happy with that soul, then that is a good thing. That is good energy. That is good vibrations. That is great. That is really awesome. You know, that's a good thing. And I think that any and every healthy individual, male, female, black, white, Chinese, Hispanic, would agree with that. Healthy people are maintaining their health, their mental health, their physical health, their spiritual health. They're enjoying time with their friends. They're enjoying time with their families. Whether they are in an intimate relationship or not, they are loving life. And they are doing the things that they love to do. And they are purposely and intentionally surrounding themselves with the things that they love. So they are putting forth good energy. They are attracting good energy. And they don't care about the negativity. The only way they even have an opinion is if it happens to cross their orbit. But that's not what they're intending. You know what I'm saying? They don't care. They're not putting their time and energy into that. That is a low vibration and that's a low level. And what type of mastery is that? The mastery of talking and noticing negative stuff? That's very easy to do. It's easy. Like, it's in the music, it's on the TV. It's easy. The mastery is when you can rise above that, right? Nonetheless, I responded instead of being negative, I responded what I perceived to be positive, you know? I didn't say anything about the negative stuff or the negative content. I just share for share. So initially I share some of my stuff and then I begin to share other people, things who I respect highly, and that's how it was going, you know? I didn't mention the fact that they did not respond to me. I was just like, it's no big deal, because it's not a big deal. But of course, I took notice of it, and it gave me a perception of the person. And the only perception that it gave me was that this person still needs to heal. But they made it very clear today, or at least, I don't know when they sent it, but they made it very clear to me that they really needed to heal, because they responded negatively to a positive content that I shared with a brother named 19 Keys. 19 Keys is very respected in the conscious community. He's doing great things, like, for the community, for the brown community. He's doing great things, you know? And he was doing an interview with two other awesome people, an elder, okay? And I mean, I'm not a Generation X. I'm a millennial, but I respect my elders. Like, that's something that was instilled in me. So there's an elder who has put in over 50 years, probably 60 years of holistic wellness work globally. This lady has done this stuff globally, okay? And she was on the platform with her son, and her son is also in the wellness industry, and he has been doing things for decades. So I'm assuming an individual who claims that they are a master and that they're into metaphysics, that they would like to hear this type of content, you know what I mean? But the reality is that they're still healing. So they didn't want to hear that content, and they made it clear that they didn't want to hear that content. They actually responded and said that it was disrespectful for me to share that content with them on their page. And I was like, okay, well, first, and they made it clear that they do not like the content. Well, they didn't even say they didn't like the content. They said they didn't like the person. And I was just like, okay, well, and then they ended it with trying to, like, verbally attack me. And I was just like, okay. Clearly, this person is still deep in their healing process, and that's okay. Like, I have dealt with deep grief, and you can't compare a breakup with burying your child as any parent, right? But especially as a mother, the bond that a mother has with a child is different than the bond that a father has with a child. It's still a deep bond, but a mother physically carries a child. A child grows in their stomach, and then they give birth to them. They go through so many different things. So I have went through that type of grief. I have buried my mother. I have buried my daughter. So I know a bit about grief, and I know that sometimes grief doesn't just go away in a year, and you need to heal from that grief. So I recognize that this individual is grievous right now, but I also recognize that I'm not responsible for their healing. Whatever happened with their ex that they feel grievous about, maybe there's some other things that has happened in their lives that they have to deal with. Whatever it is, I encourage them to heal. I did put a dash of sarcasm and say, you know, a mature individual, if they don't like something, they're just going to ignore it, you know. And I left it as that. And I blocked them. I was like, okay, I got to release this person because wherever they are, that's not the vibration I'm on. But here's the irony. The irony is that although I'm not on that vibration, and although after I released them, I was rewarded for that mature decision that I made, because that's when I came across the healer, the Reiki healer, you know. And that Reiki healer instantly filled up that void. Even though that person wasn't holding a lot of space, they were holding a little bit of space. But when I released them, then there was no more space that they had in my reality and in my personal life. Of course, they exist because they exist. But I reminded them, you know, whatever the energy that they're putting out there is energy that they're going to get back to themselves. So, you know, I'm putting out love, I'm putting out positivity, and I might put a little sarcasm out there now. I ain't act like, you know, I ain't got to throw a little sarcasm in there. I might throw a little sarcasm in there, you know, but it's coming from a good space in my heart. It's not coming to put somebody down. It's not I want people to rise. I want every one of us to rise to our highest heights, because I know that's how our planet is going to rise to its highest heights. It's going to require us individually, collectively doing it within ourselves and for ourselves and within our families and within our communities, in order for it to happen on our planet. We cannot play the victim. We cannot be like, oh, the politicians, this, that, and the other, because we can make a difference. We have that type of power within ourselves, each individual, and we don't have to snatch other people's power or energy to feel uplifted. We can cultivate our own, and we don't have to be rude about it, and we don't have to try to dominate anybody but ourselves. That's it. And maybe if we have minor children to guide them in a loving way, and of course as the parent and as the adult be the dominant force within the household, but we're not supposed to be trying to rule over other adults. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. Whoever the adults are, we should be encouraging each other and inspiring people to take responsibility for themselves, inspiring self-sufficiency. Those are the things that we should be inspiring. Inspiring love, inspiring cooperation, working together, inspiring community, inspiring those things, you know. That's where I'm at. So I have an individual who has completely filled that space, and I was happy to make that release. But before I had the opportunity to even allow this new individual into, I want to say, my orbit. That's my way of saying my awareness, my consciousness, right? To somewhere I'm throwing my energy. Because see, I know whatever I'm looking at, whatever I'm paying attention to, I'm giving my energy to, right? Like, I know that. I know that. So I'm very conscious about it. And I do scroll. Like, I'm on social, I utilize social media. I entertain myself, but I'm intentional. I'm intentional about what I listen to. I'm intentional about what I watch, how I entertain myself. I'm intentional about the words that I use. I'm intentional about the thoughts that I think. I'm intentional, you know. And it takes practice. It takes practice. And it's continuous practice. It's not something you do once or twice and it's like, oh, I've arrived. There's nowhere to arrive to. It is just having a certain elevated type of lifestyle, right? Before I got to that point, like I said, I was out. I was doing a whole bunch of content creating. I did content creating on my YouTube today. I did content creating on my Instagram today. I did content creating on my Facebook today. And I spent a lot of time on TikTok. And after I spent time on TikTok creating content, I also went to go view content. I had the opportunity to connect with a phenomenal sister that is from the East Coast, from New York, and now she's in Houston, and she's doing her thing, and she's into the metaphysics. I mean, she was raised around the metaphysics, people like Dr. Valentine and Bobby Hemmett. You know, like, she has relatives that were close with these individuals, and so she was introduced to this stuff as a child, which to me is phenomenal, which to me is amazing. Her name is Misha, and she's a stylist. So if you're in Houston and you're looking for divine hands, you need to check her out. I'm gonna have to go find her link so that I can put her link in the description so y'all can check her out. For real, I love her energy. She's about positivity. She's a work in progress, as we all are. But she's conscious that she's a work in progress, and I love it. So I went onto her page, and she allowed me to come into the box, and we connected, and it was a good connection. She's a mom, she got some boys, so she knows what it is with these men, putting our best foot forward and connecting them with other positive men when we may not perhaps have that in the household. I don't know whether she does or not. I don't know her business, but I know I don't. And whether you do or you don't, you still, it takes a village, for real. Even with a great dad and a great husband, it still takes a community to raise a child. You're relying on the teachers, you're relying on the doctors, you're relying on the coaches, you are relying on your community, period. Even in a two-parent household, let's be for real, okay? So it is what it is. It takes a lot to cultivate a good human being, okay? Until that human being is at the point where they're able to cultivate themselves, but as a child, it is our duty to protect them, and it is our duty to cultivate them, and it takes a village, plus good parents and good grandparents if they are available. The village is still needed, and necessary. So anyway, nonetheless, we briefly talked about that, me and the sister, and it was good. And I then got on the phone with my family, and then I went to Whole Foods, and then I grabbed my little stuff. So now I'm home, right? And I'm tired, and I'm snacking, and I'm tasting these decadent things. And I want to say I hadn't even read that message yet. I was just tasting stuff and like, this is good. And I was on Instagram. And so when I was on Instagram, I came across, something came across my feed, because I didn't search for this feed of this person, but I saw them and they looked nice and they looked happy. But I felt away, and I didn't want to even go deep into the post. I was very brief with the post, so physically I was aching already and I was tired. But then when I saw this post, this individual used to be an individual who I would see and it would be like a joyful response and a joyful reaction, but I didn't have a joyful response, a joyful reaction. And I had to look at me and deal with it. So initially, I wanted to poke out my lip and say, my feelings was hurt, and I don't think my feelings deserve to be hurt, and I don't understand. I just didn't understand. I just wanted clarity. Even though I had already prayed about the situation, I already received clarity. It was like I needed my ancestors to reiterate and to re-explain to me, because I couldn't understand why we were at odds. Like, I know the surface reason why we were at odds, but the surface reason seems so minute, because I know how I am, I know how I carry myself, and it may have not been to their comfortability, but when it comes to respect, when it comes to class, when it comes to caring authentically for someone when it comes to being a real true friend, I am that. And I may not discard my feelings or stuff my feelings, but I still respect others. You know, I'm not going to change who I am and deny who I am, even if it's a part of me that's evolving that I'm not even sure what the hell it is. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to respect you. You know what I mean? And this was somebody that I genuinely felt like I felt in my spirit. I'm like, okay, I'm an empath. I could pick up negative energy. I ain't pick up no negative energy off this person. So why do they behave like this? Even though I saw toxic behaviors, I did see toxic behaviors, but it wasn't towards me initially. Until it was towards me. And I was just like, I was, you know, tough girl for a while. And then I've unpacked, and I'm glad I had the space that I created for me to unpack in a safe space and to vent about it. But I almost started talking about it today on my live, and I was just like, I don't understand. I just don't understand what happened, and I kind of want to know what happened. And then I started judging myself. I started saying, well, you had already released that person, right? You released that person. I don't even know why you thought about that person. And why you even open back up the availability for this person to have any type of influence in your life. They don't care. They obviously don't care. As one part of me is saying, right? The other part is like, but that's not what they showed me. That's not how they acted. There was too many random experiences where it was seen really authentic, and it felt like if they did care about me as a person and as an individual and as the soul I am. So I could not understand why there was no communication, why they just like ghosted me, even though I'm a ghoster. I do ghost people, and I feel like I have valid reasons. So I'm pretty sure they feel like they had a valid reason for ghosting me, which I think is stupid as hell. But their mind, they probably think that it's a valid reason. But I had to deal with me. I had to acknowledge me. I had to be like, why do you even feel a way? Why are you even bothered by the situation that happened years ago? Why are you even bothered by that? And I had to get real with me and realize, okay, I needed to heal, number one. Number two, even though I thought I had healed, but sometimes cuts, and I want to use this daggone cut on my thumb, right? Because this cut took like a millisecond. It was a large knife. And I literally was putting the knife. I wasn't even cutting nothing. I was putting the knife into the drawer. And somebody called me. It was my son who called me. And I turned around. And I thought, hey, it's like 90% of the knife was already in the drawer. Right? But I should have been looking at what I was doing. And when I turned for that brief millisecond, the blade hit my skin. And it hit my skin so quick. But it cut so fucking deep. And so I had to give my thumb a lot of attention. And it has a very, you know, it's healed up now. But the scar that's on there, and it was yucky. It was yucky for a while. Thank God it didn't get infected, because I gave it attention right away. And I wrapped it up. But it went through some stages, baby. I saw my thumb do some shit that I ain't never seen my thumb do before. I didn't even know your hand could do that. Like, I had closed off all the air to it. And I don't know if you're familiar, if you're like in the water and your finger gets a little wrinkly. The whole thumb was wrinkly and white. Like, my whole thumb was white. As if no blood was pumping through it. Like, it was weird. It was strange. I was a little bit concerned, because I did not want to go to the hospital, even though it's across the street. I didn't want to go, and I didn't go. You know, I just allowed it to get air, kept cleaning it, and treated it. And even though I have a scar on it. And that's how I feel. That's how I have to feel with this situation. Even though it was a brief thing, it cut deep. Because it was almost like saying, yeah, I was just being fake. When it's like, no, you wasn't. You're being fake now. You wasn't being fake. Because you didn't contemplate certain shit that happened that told me that they authentically were feeling a way. I don't know what the way is. I don't know what the way was. Maybe it was a force that was coming through them. Maybe it wasn't their authentic self. But how I know that it wasn't something that they pre-contemplated. It wasn't like they were like, ooh, well, I see Takara, I'm gonna act like this. Because it was just me being open and me sharing and then things happening. And, you know, it was new. But I wasn't like, oh hell no. How dare you do that? How dare you do that? I didn't respond like that. I was just like, oh, this is different. Okay. All right. What kind of energy is that? And, you know, so I questioned and then I was just like, well, this is how it feels. Like, maybe it's me. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm the freaky person, you know, and I just needed to acknowledge it. Maybe it was igniting my own inner freak, but whatever. I was just like, hey, I don't know what this is, but I like it. It's kind of cool. I like it, and I want to see what it is. Let's talk about it. And they were like, what? We need to talk about this shit. What are you talking about? No. This is what I talk about. I talk about phalluses. I like those a lot. But what's this? What is that? You know, and I didn't articulate it like that. Maybe I articulated it wrong. You know, I won't say I articulated it wrong. I articulated it the best way that I knew how to articulate it. I was, and you know, it maybe it was a little too bold. You know, I don't know. I did some bold things, you know, because it felt like to do. And it felt okay to do, but obviously it wasn't okay to do, you know. And I really felt like having a conversation about it so that I could, you know, be even, I guess, more open. But I kind of got the impression like this was not something that was discussed. It was just something that, you know, that was just something that's never discussed, you know. And I was like, oh, I know, because, you know, I ain't part of the chapter, I ain't part of the club, I ain't down with the team like that, so I ain't know the rules of engagement, because I don't know the rules of engagement, you just gonna act like I don't exist, this is kind of fucked up, but, okay, it hurts, it cut me really deep, but, okay, this is my cut, I gotta tend to my own wounds. You know, I gotta heal. I gotta get the fuck over it. And I need to not, like, open it back the fuck up. And I ain't gonna beat myself up for opening it back up. You know what I mean? But I gotta, like, literally, like, totally release. And I don't know why it's not... It's easy to do it superficially. But it wasn't so easy to do on a soul level. You know what I mean? It wasn't at all. But I feel like that's the healthiest thing for me to do, you know? And it's tricky, you know, because they were sort of like family in a certain extent, you know, almost like a soul family, not like a biological, but like a soul family. So it's different. Soul family is different than biological family, but it's similar. I feel like there's things that you would maybe be or feel free to discuss with your soul family versus your biological family, you know. But your soul family may not be at that point. point of evolution, or again, they might be quote unquote rules of engagement that I had no clue about. So oops. But I feel like integrity wise, because I could have been a real immature person, right? And I could have took things and published things, and I could have talked about things, even though the things I would have talked about, they could easily deny. But you can't deny video with your whole face there, even though people told you, I ain't got your face in there. I ain't got your face. I wasn't holding the camera. I wasn't even thinking about recording the fun that was happening. Okay? I wasn't thinking about that. I was listening. All ears. Because you were picking... Okay, here we go. Here I go. They were picking up other people's vibrations, and they probably got those other people's got, they probably did a number exchange or something, but then they were saying other stuff. And then come on now, don't act because I'm new and you ain't new to whatever that is. I don't even know what to call it, but those engagements, I will put those actions that I was just like, oh. And maybe it's a superficial thing, but hey, when you're dealing with things, and I'm just going to throw it out there because that's the type of energy it was sexual energy. When you're dealing with sex, sex is a very potent energy. So it's not something that you do casually. You know that because you're not doing it with everybody casually. So you can't throw that type of energy towards me and catch an attitude because I received it and I didn't reject it, even though I was cautious. Of course, there was some blocks there because I ain't never dealt with that energy on that type of plateau before. But I wasn't like, oh, hell to the no. You know, it was just like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, that's different. It's not different in a bad way, but what is going on? All right, fuck it. I'm with the shits. And then they were like, we don't talk about this shit. I ain't with the shits. And I was like, oh, my bad. Maybe I perceived it wrong. And it was like, nah, you didn't perceive it wrong, girl. They just, I don't know what happened. I really still don't know. I'm still, all I do know is that my feelings got hurt. That's what I know for a fact. I know my feelings got hurt. I know it got cut deep. And I know that they ghosted me. Mm-hmm. And that I care. And I shouldn't care, but I do care. And so, I mean, I can't say I shouldn't care when I do care. What's wrong with the fuck caring? What's wrong with giving a fuck about human beings? I don't think something's wrong with that. What's wrong with, you can do both. Like, you can care enough about yourself to accept your feelings, your own emotions, and you can care about other people too. And you can accept things that to you felt to be authentic, because anybody could just do things. But I didn't feel like that's what happened. I felt that they did things because that's how they felt. And what was wrong with that? We're grown people. The wrong part was they didn't feel, this is my perception, but I feel what the issue was that they didn't feel comfortable having a discussion about it. I think having a discussion took it from their level of comfortability. But for me, I wanted to have a discussion. I wanted to just make sure, you know, because I've had some odd things happen to me before. Not that, but I've had people just, you know, I've had people do things to me, and I don't, you know, it was weird. I didn't like it because it wasn't like, I respect you as a person, I respect your soul, I see your soul, I care for your soul, I care for you, I like your mind. It wasn't none of that. It was just superficial, like, oh, you look tasty. let me grab a bite. And I was like, what? You just gonna take a bite? You ain't gonna talk about it, nothing. You ain't gonna respect my mind. That's the most sexiest part of me, is my mind. Now, I know the body may look juicy and yes, it is tasty, but baby, let's have a conversation. And of course, this individual that decided that they were just going to take a taste from me, this happened very, very, very many, many, many moons ago. I was actually technically still a child, even though I was sexually active, but not in that way, not, you know, with those type of individuals. And we were just supposed to be cool. And yes, so we were doing crazy things. We was in the Bronx and I was drinking 40s at that time. And smoking weed and smoking cigarettes. And this is before I was pregnant. And I was in my first foster home living with Miss Francis. And Miss Francis could care less where the hell my ass was. And so I was up the block. I had met some girls in the neighborhood. I was up the block. And I was at one of their houses. We was out the night before, acting ratchet outside. That's why I can't ever, like, I see these young girls outside. All I could be like is, I hope these babies be all right. You know what I mean? Because I remember being unsupervised and being outside without a damn parent. You know what I mean? And just intoxicated and doing silly stuff and having cars honk at us and stuff. And, you know, us just laughing. You know, it was different because we're talking about quarter of a decade ago, you know, so it was a little slower than what it is now. The best way, like, I'm not saying that older person couldn't get to you, because of course, obviously, if you outside, they can get to you, but when you're in a group, it makes it a little safer, you know what I mean, than versus you by yourself. So it was a group of us, it was three of us. I don't even know the girls' names, okay? I just know that we were hanging out. We were drinking 40s, and once we got intoxicated, we were walking down the street. We had our little skimpy stuff on, and we were just laughing and teasing motherfuckers and laughing and giggling and, you know, being girls, but also being fresh at the same time. And then we came back to one of their houses, and there were some adults, but I don't know where the adults was at all. I felt like we were there by ourselves, either that or the adults were asleep. And I remember I was in the living room, I was on a chair, and that's where I fell asleep at. And when I woke up, somebody was trying to snatch a taste. That's what woke me up. I was like, wait, hold up, what you doing down there? Excuse me, no, don't do that, you know what I mean? And that's how that ended. And that was it. After that, I never hung out with them no more. I started hanging out with the guy who lived above Miss Francis, which became my son's father. And Miss Francis then proceeded to put me the fuck out because she was like, get an abortion. And I didn't get the abortion. And she put me out. They transferred me to a place called Rosalie Hall. From Rosalie Hall, I ended up at the Foundling. From the Foundling, inside of these apartments by Tremont in the Bronx, I ended up from there into on top of a school, and the rest is a long, long story. Read about it in my autobiography, which probably will be released in 2030. Okay. Because it's a trilogy. It's gonna be a trilogy. But that's how that went. You know, so I never even talked about that incident, but maybe it was a bit traumatic for me, you know, so maybe that's why I didn't want just things to happen, because I didn't like that, like it was uncomfortable like that. It's almost like you don't value me, you just see me as a piece of meat. I'm not a piece of meat, you know, even though I'm meaty now. I'm just more than that. So acknowledge all of those, all of me. Alright? That's all I'm saying. You know, but anyway, nonetheless, it is what it is. I don't know what more to say. This is about to, I have like 6 minutes left on here, but I do feel much better. Like, after I dealt with my own emotions and took responsibility of my own emotions and said, okay, you gotta deal with it. You still feel a way. And I had moments, because when I opened back up myself to communicate with the person, even though I didn't initiate communication, it was like, okay, I'm gonna open back up, you know. And I was like, oh, just wondering how they're feeling and how they're doing, and oh, they're doing good, and oh, look how, you know, the children are growing, and you know, oh, everybody looks good and happy and wholesome, and I'm happy about that, you know. After I did that, which I could have just did that and then like closed off myself, it was like, maybe they're wondering how I'm doing. And I'm just going to leave this open here so they can, you know, see where I'm at. This is really not yes, my physical space actually has expanded and has grown, but it's not a lot of things that's reflective outwardly as of yet. There's been a lot of major changes. I took some major losses economically with my business. I'm still recovering from that. That's still actually in litigation. That takes time. Like, that's not a 1, 2, 3, you know. Like, litigation takes time. Sometimes it takes years. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I have grown, I have matured, I've become a better me, you know, and so has my loved ones, as far as my son as well. So I was just like, you know, let me just share too, you know. I don't know whether they're, I don't know what they are doing at all, you know. I don't know. I just know when I saw them, I was just like, ooh, I felt like salt thrown on a cut. And I had to get real with myself and say, oh, you got feelings, Sagara. You still feel a way? And I wanted to say, why do you feel a way? And I don't feel like I need to justify it. I feel a way because I do. It's my feelings. What's most important is how my behavior. And my behavior, even though I feel a way, is not like, oh, well, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. No. My feeling is like, oh, you hurt me, so I'm going to stay the hell away from you. But I care about you, so why'd you hurt me? But I don't know. I don't want to get close because you might hurt me the fuck again. That's really honestly where I'm at. It's like, I want to know, but then I don't want to get hurt again. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, you're going to have to make this effort. Like, you got to do this. Because I don't feel like I did anything wrong. And if I did, if you do feel like I hurt your feelings just like by being open and being transparent, why? Why do you feel I hurt your feelings? Like, okay, I respect what you said. But what you said didn't change the energy that I was picking up or how I felt about it. And if your answer to me and my authentic feelings was fuck me, that don't coincide with the actions that you was taking. So you tell me those actions were inauthentic, but they felt really authentic to me. They seemed really authentic to me. So what's going on? What is it? I'm gonna need some clarification. I'm gonna need some clarity. Let's be clear, please. So it is what it is. Sometimes people are just not meant to be a part of your entire journey. You know what I mean? Like, it just is what it is. But you just gotta accept it. This is what it is. You know? Any type of relationship, friendship, business-wise, personal, however, it takes efforts on both parts. And I feel like my efforts coincided with my authentic self. And I think that it was the same. Like, I didn't switch up. It wasn't like, oh, you know, now I'm going to be somebody I'm not. I was like, no, I respect you. gonna be who I am. But anyway, this is only for an hour, and I just wanted to get on here and share, because maybe this will inspire somebody else who's going through something similar within themselves. You're responsible for your own feelings and emotions, no matter who takes a part in whatever action. So release gently with love. Wish the best for everyone. Take responsibility for your own emotions. Direct your energy towards something that you're grateful for. Keep pushing forward. Keep being your awesome self. And thank you for tuning in.